It is so good to be back into the Psalms, isn't it, huh? Amen. And Psalm 2, the very last two verses in Psalm 2, from verse 11, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are they that put their trust in him. Amen. That's not the right version, but that's okay. We'll get to that. George Gill said, kiss the Son is the Old Testament way of saying, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
Wesley says that a kiss means it's a token of your subjection and adoration, whereof this was a sign among the Eastern nations, to kiss the hand of the king. To kiss the Son is showing your adoration and your subjection. You're putting yourself under his lordship. So important today. As I shared yesterday on New Year's Day, I went to the Lord early in the morning, New Year's Day, and said, God, what are you saying this year for me, for the church? What am I supposed to be thinking on and centering in? And I felt I had an impression that the Lord said this is going to be a year of separation. It's a serious year in Christianity where those who really want God and want his active participation in their life are going to seek him. We're going to press into him. We're going to press into relationship with him. And those that are nominal Christians are really going, there's going to be a falling away. And they're not going to be attending church anymore. There are too many distractions in the wonderful world of bowling. What did they used to say? There used to be a slogan, something that I made for the weekends or something like that. Anyway, that there's just going to be a falling away in Christianity of those who in the past have been nominal Christians, but not really passing, not really pressing into him. And I want to be counted, and I want this church counted, and all of you counted of those who are going to really be pressing in. So when I read this psalm, it was just a confirmation of what I'd heard the morning before. That's what's so good about being in the Word and listening to the Lord personally for ourselves, is he will give you confirmation for what he is saying to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So let's stand this morning and let's say these two verses together. Now you know what the King James says. We're going to say it out of the message because it just hits it home really well. Worship God in adoring embrace. Celebrate in trembling awe. Kiss Messiah. Your very lives are in danger, you know. His anger is about to explode. But if you make a run for God, you won't forget it. When he comes, it's not just all glory, but when he comes, there will be judgment. If you are as close to him as you could be, you're going to be part of the shaker instead of being shaken.
Excellent.
Amen?
Amen.
So kiss the Son, and that's how we're going into worship this morning. With that feeling in our heart that
Amen.
Even in worship, we're adoring him, we're kissing him, we're bowing in subjection to him, because he is our salvation. Amen.